He's your God. Speak your way into him. He is God. And he sees everything. He knows all. You want to know how to live by faith. You want to know how to walk by faith. Tell you what, forget them things that are behind you. Forget about them. Yesterday is gone. Now you are to press towards the mark. Press towards the mark for that prize of the high calling. Because that prize is a high calling. How many want to learn how to live by faith? You want to learn how to live by faith? You want to learn how to walk? You want to learn how to be faithful? Will you show yourself unto the Lord? You come unto the Lord. God said, repent. And he said, you shall receive. Repent for your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. But you got to repent. You got to be godly sorry for the things that we have done, which is of sin. And God said he's faithful and just to forgive us. And that's the first step into receiving what belongs to me. Because he died for me. And he said, if he don't die, the promise cannot come. The Holy Ghost. Live by faith. Walk by faith. For those who want to learn, walk down this aisle. God said he's married to the backsliders. He died for you and me. He said, it is impossible for man to once have known me and then reject me, then deny me, then say he never known me. It's impossible. He's God, the creator of all things. He knows sickness. He knows health that's not good. He sees it all. And God has a hand where he said his hand is not so shortened where he can't reach down and even heal you. Heal you. Some of y'all need a healing. Not only in the flesh, but in the spirit. Some. See, because God knows all. And he sees it. All he wants you to do is show yourself unto him. You want to be faithful again? Come unto the Lord. Because he's your healer. He's your God. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bless you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lift your hands, everybody.
Hallelujah. We are in hopes that you enjoyed our elders' message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God, to our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
And he is. You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Thank you. all stand. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. We thank you for your mercy. And as we say, praise God. Praise God because you've delivered us from the muck and the miry clay. And we say, praise God because you've given us a solid foundation for which to stand upon. Right now, Lord, as your word comes forth, Lord, we ask that there's something said that'll draw men, women, boys, and girls to you and not drive them away. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We say amen, amen, and amen. Giving honor to whom honor is due, the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, to Pastor Emeritus Dr. Hughie Lawson, First Lady Emeritus Sister Martha Lawson, to Reverend Rodney Lennox, Minister Cindy Humphrey, and to all of you. Just a little while today, a few minutes if you would, just to go into my inner self a little bit. Psalm 121. Been on my mind. I actually read it yesterday at my uncle's service. And as I sat there preparing to read, it nurtured me. And I'm not going to say I just got all right all of a sudden. Sometimes being all right is a gradual process. Amen? Amen. It ain't like a magic trick. Sometimes you just poof and you're fine. Sometimes it takes a while. Amen. But, you know, at the time I was preparing to read Psalm 121, they were also burying my first cousin in Port Arthur, Texas. I couldn't be at both places at the same time. He called me early in the week, about Tuesday, and said, man, your cousin JC died, my other cousin in Texas. I said, man, my Uncle Dan. I used to call him Uncle Dan. His name was Elijah. Where they got Dan from down in the country, I don't know, but I used to call him Uncle Dan. I said, Uncle Dan passed. I got to be there. I said, well, you know, we understand. I sure wish you could be here. Family would love to see you. It's my mother's family in Texas. Look like all my mama people went to Texas. All my daddy people stayed in Shanyville. So I was torn. Relatives on both sides of the family tree. And you could say I was in the valley of the shadow of death. But then we have Psalm 121. Let me read this for you. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Psalm 121. You know, this is a psalm of deliverance. Amen. In the Jewish term, they say it's a psalm of ascent, which means you're getting ready to come up, Reverend Lennox, out of something. Amen. A psalm of ascent. To ascend means to come up. Descend means to go down. This is a psalm of ascent. And yesterday I needed deliverance. Amen. In a bad way. Amen. Sitting there torn between two sides of the family. Trying to hold up for the ones that I was in front of. Wondering what the ones that I can't see going to say about me when I call them this week and see how everything went. Wondering what my mother would tell me if she was alive. Amen. My mama loved her people. And she probably would have told me to send somebody to Texas if I had to go to Cheneyville. You know, it all sorts of things. But I needed deliverance. But I couldn't expect it from family. Because guess what? They was in the valley too. You see, sometimes when you look, if you're in the valley, the same valley with somebody else, you look, ain't nothing you can do for them because you're down there too. I saw some friends, but they were in the valley too. Can I get a witness? Looked around in Cheneyville and I probably saw a few enemies. But guess what? They was in the valley too. Amen. So nobody could help me in the valley. All they could do is tell me it's going to be all right and pray for me. And all that's good. Don't get me wrong. It's comforting for people to want you to feel better. And don't stop doing that. But verses 1 and 2 tells me where my main help comes from. Amen. I lift up my eyes unto the hill from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Let me tell you something. It tells me where my help comes from, and then it says who my help is. Can I get a witness? Now let's look at the where. You see, a valley is a place enclosed by hills. You look around and it's bordered by hills all the way around. So one thing about a valley, if you're looking to get out of the valley, you got to look up. Because it ain't no exit. Everywhere you look is a hill somewhere. It's a mountain somewhere. It's a barrier somewhere. So if you're in the valley and you want to get out, the only way you can look is up. You got to look up. I mean, if you look around, you see everybody else that's in the valley with you. You crying and they crying too. Can I get a witness? Can't nobody help each other. Amen. Everybody on the same level. See, if you're on the same level, ain't nothing you can do for somebody. Amen. But if you're on a higher level, you can reach down and get them on the lower level. Don't go around in church talking about you're going to help somebody get out of their doldrum and you suffering in the same quagmire. You ain't qualified. You can't get yourself up out of the ditch. Don't try to tell nobody else, child, I know what you're going through. This is what you ought to do. Sometimes you have to be in the valley a little while. Amen. You just can't jump up out of the valley all of a sudden. You got to tarry there for a little while. Can I get a witness? But God can hear you from on high. Amen. He can reach your white right where you are. You see, this verse doesn't say you come out of the valley. It says you look to the hills from where your help comes from. Verse 3 and 4 says this. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Y'all know what slumber means. Probably what I'm going to do this afternoon when I finally get home. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Amen, amen. Listen, let me tell you something. You don't have to go to the hill in order to get help. All you got to do is look up to the hill. Can I get a witness? You might have to tarry in the valley for a little while, but if you look up, that's where all of your help come from. And even if you have to crawl in the valley a little bit, get tired in the valley, keep on looking up to the hill, because that's where your help come from. And all of the people in the valley with you, they'll keep telling you, well, Ronnie's going to be all right. Everything going to be all right after a while. And I know that they're right. Amen. But that didn't help me feel that much better right then. But what makes me feel good is when I look up to the hill down in the valley, but I look up to the hill where all of my help comes from. We all like to be on top of the hill sometime. And God will allow us to be on top sometime, but not all the time. Sometime we have to tarry in the valley. Sometime we got to hang out in the ditch. Can I get a witness? But when you can't be up there, all you got to do is look up there. You see, looking up there is the next best thing to being up there. Verses 5 through 8 talks about day and night protection. See, sometimes you can't see a night danger in the daytime. Because when the sun's shining, everything looks pretty. But when night falls and you find out that the road you travel in the daytime was all fine and pretty, but at night they ain't got no street lights, then you find out that it's dark where you didn't know it was dark. So sometimes night has to fall before you really know what danger you're in. But my Bible tells me day and night, in and out, forevermore he'll be there. My strength coming from the hill. God will preserve you. Going in the valley, going out of the valley, down in the ditch or on top of the hill, it does not matter. Now, you might think I've been talking about physical protection all of this time. And I know God will protect you physically. But I'm talking to you right now about spiritual protection. Because if you've got a spiritual problem, it's going to last a whole lot longer than a physical problem. Can I get a witness? You see, you can look in the phone book and on the internet for all kind of specialists nowadays. If you got a foot problem, you can find you a foot doctor. If you got an upper or lower GI problem, you can find you a doctor. If you got a neurological problem, you can find you a head doctor. But I don't care where you look, on the internet, in the newspaper, on your tablet, you can't find no spiritual doctor. For that, you got to look to the hills. Is there anybody here that's down in the valley? Anybody here that need a little help? Look up to the hill from whence cometh all of your help. I'm gonna look to a hill right now. I heard about a hill called Calvary. Can I get a witness? Where they hung my Jesus high and stretched him wide. And I heard him say, I'm high, be lifted up. I'll draw, I'm gonna draw all men unto me. Can I get a witness? Down in the valley, on top of the hill, we all need Jesus. Can I get a witness? Let me tell you what happens on the hill. When I look up to the hill on Calvary, I see grace on that hill.